What is it you want? Real estate.
It's the Red Hot Real Estate Show, where we can all find out how's it going for buyers and sellers in the real estate market.
I have died and gone to real estate heaven.
Looking to move? Hoping to sell? Call in with your questions to real estate expert Mimi Shoneman with RE/MAX Results.
I'm going to go out and buy a house.
Here she is, your host, Mimi Shoneman.
Yes, thank you for joining us for the Red Hot Real Estate with our real estate show with our friend Mimi Shoneman, our host from the Red Hot Real Estate Group and RE/MAX Results. Hello, Mimi. How's
Good
it going
morning,
over
my
there?
Friend.
Hello, hello, hello. Also coming in with all of that great mortgage expertise, our friend Phil Olson from Cross Country Mortgage. What's going on, Phil?
Yo.
Hello. Let's get your NMLS number out of the way before I
NMLS
space it.
NMLS 238-103, branch NMLS 204-6827, and company NMLS 3029.
Now we're going to cover some great information today, but we also want to remind you that we have a great giveaway. If you want to be part of the show and also get your name in the hat for this amazing turkey giveaway, thanks to our friend Mimi over here, you need to call in. You can go ahead and ask your question about real estate or mortgage, get it into the room. And then if you leave your name, phone number, and email with our producer, you win an entry in for getting that free turkey that we're going to pick on the 20th.
And I just bought that beautiful thing yesterday.
Oh, boy.
Was it heavy? Did you get a heavy
20
one?
Pounds?
Nice
oh,
job.
20 pounds?
Nice job.
Butterball?
What did you get? Actually.
I found a butterball. Nice.
So, I was worried that, I should probably go ahead and get it early in case there was a run on.
You know, now that you say that, I'm not doing the big family thing, but I think since it's just me and my kiddo, I'm going to buy like the smallest one I can find, like the guinea version.
Well,
of
no. Just get the turkey breast.
Maybe. I might do something like this year. No. I like the full one. I think I'm just going to, because I'll eat it and then I'll make tamales into it.
Yeah.
I do have a freezer. Yeah.
Okay.
So
make
yeah.
a big bird. We'll do a brine. We'll get it all that kind of stuff. And then you can make your stock out of your bones.
That's
and your
a
vegetables.
Good yeah. point. That's yeah. a good point. Yeah. Kind of
yes.
thing. I forget that I can utilize my freezer more effectively than just stocking up prepper style with
yes,
my son's bratwurst.
I can normally get 3, 4, 5 meals out of a
That's
out of a turkey.
That's because you're a house full of dudes.
I just
I'm
love to cook.
I'm surprised you get one. All
yeah,
right.
Yeah, I think that's great.
We got a whole lot of good stuff to talk about today, and I want to, first of all, thank all of our veterans out there. We had Veterans Day just recently, and thank you for your service, and thank you to Phil Olson for his service. He's a U.S. veteran, folks.
Yes,
thank you. U.S. Army, 8 years.
Oh, my goodness. Okay. Well, we're going to talk a little bit about VA home loans because how could we not?
Right.
It's one of the best programs out there for our veterans with the 0% down. And Phil's going to fill in all the deets about what's involved with that program.
And over the last few episodes, Mimi, you've been giving some great information, like city by city. Are we doing more of that today?
We certainly are.
Perfect. Okay.
Awesome.
And so if you have been listening the last few weeks and we've been talking about different stats about different cities throughout the metro, I'm not going to cover the Twin Cities Metro, except for to tell you that our days on market right now are hovering around 1.9.
Okay.
Which is up from last year and still historically low since between 5 and 6 months of inventory is normal. So we're going to be talking about Ham Lake.
Okay.
And we might also talk about Falcon Heights today.
Ah, okay. Two different vibes.
Yep. Mm-hmm. We've got everything going on in the metro, north, south, east, west. We've got to cover it. All right. So Phil has an innovative program for investors that I cannot wait to talk about. And we're going to talk about steps to success prior to retirement. Things that you need to be considering before you retire regarding your real estate. And if time permits, we're going to be talking about what is mortgage stacking and how you can use it.
Oh, okay. And you also can be part of the show. You can always contact us at 651-641-1071. That's 651-641-1071. Reminding you, also get into that drawing just by calling in with a great question today.
I can't wait to deliver that turkey.
Of course you
can. It's
going
to be fun. It's going to be me personally. I'm going to bring it to your house.
Yes.
If you live in the metro area.
Right.
If you live in Canada, I will not bring it to your house.
No, that makes sense.
How about that? We have our fall edition of things to consider when selling your house and things to consider when buying your house. Don't miss those guides. They're updated quarterly. We've got the next winter.
like that you like your mouth was like,
how
no.
about that acting job?
Your mouth was like, no. Yeah. I thought that was fantastic.
It was good. Yeah. Improv. No. Yeah. Winter coming up in December.
Yes.
But right now we're still in fall. Mm-hmm. Leave your leaves.
It don't feel like fall.
Mow them, folks.
Why?
Because it's good for our pollinators.
Oh, well, I already mowed some of them, but I left those.
Well, don't do it anymore.
Well, I had to because I also needed to mulch them up. No. I had to get rid of some of them.
It's a myth.
If I leave, I know. Here's what I'm going to tell you. We're going to talk about this because I like the pollinators and I have the wild part in the back. Good. But if I leave them in the front, then
don't mow them. Rake them over to the side.
I kept some of them. I mulched them up and then I made them smaller.
Okay,
you and
I are going to fight later.
Right. Well, here's the thing. I mowed them. I kept them. I bag them and then I use it. As I distribute it, that's what I do. Mm. Because otherwise, it's too thick.
Why would you waste your time?
It's good for your lawn.
It's good for the pollinators.
It's only good for your lawn. I love that we get to fight about this.
It's good for your biceps.
I'm beginning to feel like it's Bachman's here.
All right, because we have slightly compete. Even though we're both trying to protect our environment in different ways, it's just like, well, what I'm using my mulch. Appropriately, it just needs to be in other spaces.
We're going to have go deep dive into this.
We can just arm wrestle. How about we just do that, maybe?
All right.
We'll just
I'll come help you rake.
Okay.
Just saying.
Okay.
Don't mow them up. You're mowing up the pollinators, man. All right. Stop. All right. Phil, as a veteran, thank you for service again.
Thank you.
Miss Shannon, she's hilarious.
Well, so are you. We're having a good time. Let's go.
VA loans for all of our friends out there. We know if you're not a veteran, this might not have relevance to you, but we are assured that you must certainly know someone who is or someone who's thinking about it, and we appreciate them. And so, Phil, let's talk a little bit about what they have to do to take advantage of a VA loan.
Well, let me give you a quick statistic here real quickly. 22% of veterans never use their VA benefits.
Why?
Because they don't know.
Come on now.
Yeah, 22%.
Isn't that part of the orientation?
You really don't get an orientation when you get out of the service. Yeah, you go through some stations. They give you paperwork. But believe it or not, 22% of veterans that qualify for a VA home loan never use it.
Right.
Now, there's some reasons not to use a VA home loan. Okay. Then there's reasons to use it. But in the grand scheme of things, it is the cat's meow mortgage program in the United States.
Well, yeah, because
it doesn't get any better because there you can buy a house for 100% financing. You don't have to have the greatest credit in the world. You don't have debt to income ratios. We talk about that all the time.
Right.
They use what's called a residual income calculation.
Okay.
So it's a different calculation, and I'm not even going to get into it because it's kind of complicated. Mm-hmm. But if I were to use standard debt-to-income ratios, I've seen VA loans approve at 60%.
Okay. That's a lot of debt.
Yeah.
And the normal loan, that would never go.
That would never go. Okay. Rates are generally lower by as much as 0.25%. Your closing costs are less because real estate companies and title companies and mortgage companies are limited as to closing costs that can be charged to the borrower. If the borrower has any form of disability, and I heard a really sad statistic that I heard something to the fact of 65% or 70% of veterans today getting out, and a lot of that maybe had to do with Iraq and that type of stuff.
Yes.
Got out with some form of disability.
Mm-hmm.
And veterans might go, well, my disability is only 5%. Doesn't make a difference. As long as the VA has basically stated and you have a document that says you receive some form of post-military disability.
Okay.
There's no PMI on any type of VA loan, but the bigger one is what's called the VA funding fee. For a first-time home buyer, the VA funding fee is 2.25%. So I'm going to make it simple. 2% of a $300,000 house is a $6,000 fee
Okay.
that you would pay to the VA. Now, you don't pay for it up front. It gets put on top of the loan.
Okay.
But if you're a disabled veteran, it's waived.
Oh, okay. Okay.
If I compare a VA home loan with 3% down compared to a conventional loan, 3% down, the VA home loan at $300,000 is probably $300 less per month.
Awesome.
Wow. Mm-hmm. It does sound like a wonderful opportunity.
For sure. And when we come back from the break, we're going to finish up talking about VA home loans. And don't forget to call in with your questions so you can get into this drawing for
right.
a turkey.
That number is 651-641-1071. We'll be right back on the Red Hot Real Estate Show. Welcome back to the Red Hot Real Estate Show here on My Talk 1071. Also available as a podcast. You could take us anywhere you would like to listen just by going to our website, mytalk1071.com. Use that keyword, Red Hot.
Like,
so, go ahead.
It's like wrangling cats sometimes.
What? Oh, coming back on? Well, we talk about a bunch of stuff. So we got them working on something
hilarious.
Else.
Hilarious.
Yeah.
So, all right. Mm. So, Phil. Let's continue finishing up about VA home loans.
All right.
I think one of the things that's really important for folks to know is about their marital status. Let's talk about that.
Marital status. If you are a veteran and you're married to another veteran, you're good. If you're a veteran and you're married to your spouse or your partner, you're good. If you're a veteran and you have a girlfriend or a boyfriend.
Mm-hmm.
And you want to use both of your incomes to qualify, unfortunately, you lose, the veteran loses part of their VA eligibility.
Oh, okay.
They lose about 12%. So what does that mean? Instead of being able to get 100% financing, that veteran, if we're going to qualify, use both incomes to qualify, they are now going to have to put 12% down. Meaning they're at an 88%. They still get the same benefits, but they cannot go 100% financing. Now, should this couple decide to get married and go to the Justice of the Peace and provide me a document that they're married, now guess what? That veteran will get 100%.
Are you a licensed ordained minister, Phil?
No.
Okay, just curious.
He's just a problem solver.
I just want to know.
I want to save you some money. So
it's
if you're already
the VA
thinking
mortgage
about doing
puzzle,
this,
okay,
do
guys.
This. I think that's fascinating that he's not even doing it
all right.
from a love perspective. He's like, were you already kind of considering it? Then maybe just let's move it along. Okay. I like the expeditious nature of
nudging,
Phil.
Nudging
hey,
things.
Bottom line is I work on people's timelines. If they want to put 12% down, they want to wait, or they want 100% financing, and they say they want it now.
Yes.
Well,
here's how you get
here's how you get it.
Phil, here's what I want to know. Is it a conflict of interest if you get your, you know, your license to be an ordained minister? Because if you can, you're a one-stop shop, my friend.
Well, I know. I could do weddings and VA home loans.
Right.
Wow.
Can you do it?
No, I don't want to do it.
You don't want to do
it's
it.
It's probably a conflict.
It's a conflict. Yeah, yeah. Conflict of interest.
Yeah. Oh, bummer. That would be awesome. I can think of so many ways.
Why don't you get ordained and then he can just send him to you real quick. Be like, he can just call you. He can just come over and do it yourself.
No, I'll send him down to the church and they can do it that way.
All right. One other thing I want to mention about VA home loans. If I haven't mentioned it, if your spouse was in service, he died in service, or he died due to VA disability issues, that spouse will retain her or his VA benefits for home ownership for the rest of their life. So they can use the VA home loan if your spouse passed away due to some issue.
Okay, so what kind of documentation would they need to show that?
Well, I will guarantee you they'll have all kinds of VA records. They'll have a VA death certificate that he died overseas or she passed away overseas. They'll have the documentation, and then they'll just provide that documentation.
Okay, so if this particular couple was not married, but the one partner, the one military veteran, used partial benefits, what happens to the non-married person that's a co-owner?
If they were to pass away?
If the veteran passes away, but the couple was not married, but they were co-owners of the house.
Well, then it's going to come down to how title is.
Okay.
Yeah.
But as far as retaining milk,
they're not going to receive VA benefits unless they got married.
Can I? I think just to clarify where I was, I felt like you were going, Mimi. They're not going to call them up once they've already qualified for this loan and go, we need to redo the terms because the spouse passed away. I mean, the girlfriend or boyfriend passed away. Is that what you were saying?
No.
Okay.
So my question is the veteran passes away.
Yes.
But they're in a co-ownership position of the house, but they did not use both incomes to qualify for the home. Mm-hmm. Does that non-married person that's a co-owner get their benefits, or that must they be married?
They must be married.
Okay. That's what I needed to know.
Okay. I'm confused. But are we saying they've already purchased the house?
So when in one of his scenarios, in order to use both incomes of the two people to qualify for the home, there was an instance where there was a scenario where one person was not married. That reduced it by 12%. Is that right? Okay. So if that happened to be that particular instance, then what happens to the co-owner that's not a spouse?
Because that's what I mean. So if they're
saying, you're not going to get thrown out of the house.
But they're going to say there's a fee now for the home?
No.
Okay.
No. They'll just have to continue to make the mortgage payments.
Okay.
All right. And then when they sell the house, they sell the house. And when they want to buy a new house, no, they can't buy it as a vet.
Okay.
That's the bottom line right there.
Okay. There.
They do not get their benefits.
It doesn't roll the next time. It
doesn't transfer over.
Okay. Thank you.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That was helpful, I think.
Yeah. Now, just so you know, there's a lot of other things I could talk about, but I know we want to talk about some other subjects.
Okay.
But what I covered was kind of VA 101 basics.
Okay.
I think it's important for our listeners to know that Phil has closed over 300 VA loans, which means that he is somewhat of a specialist.
Right.
And also having the knowledge of the process behind the scenes from being a veteran himself makes him uber qualified to help all of our veterans out there with their mortgage purchase. And certainly, if you're thinking about it, you want to reach out for a second opinion or a consultation. Phil, what's your best phone number for folks to reach you?
Best number is 651-238-6748. Phil Olson with Cross Country Mortgage.
Okay. So we've been talking about statistics of different cities throughout the metro. This time we're going to talk about Falcon Heights right here in the 280 loop. So for 2022, the month ending in September, really low listings. Only 7. Oh, my goodness. Closed sales. And median sales price in Falcon Heights is $379,663. That's up 15% over last year. And our average square foot per square foot is $220. That's up 21%. The sellers are getting 96.7% of the original list price. That's fascinating to me, considering there's such low inventory and, you know, they're going so quickly.
Wouldn't that be list price and asking for 3% in seller pays?
Perhaps.
There you go.
3%, folks, right there. We found it. Days on market, 45 days. Inventory of homes for sale, only 4. That's down 43% over last year. And get this, their month's supply of inventory is not even 1.
Wow.
It's 0.8, whereas last year they had 1.3. And keep in mind, the Twin Cities Metro, we have 1.9 right now. So it's very, very specific to where you live. All right, Phil. Anything that we need to finish up about the VA before we move on? Okay.
Uh-uh.
So we're going to kind of break up this subject, but folks, don't forget to get into our turkey drawing. We want to make sure you've got an opportunity. It's a nice big 20 pounder. Picked it up yesterday.
Right. And you can do that by calling in with your question, getting your information to our producer. That number is 651-641-1071.
Okay. So we're going to be talking to our pre-retirees, or folks that are maybe have a little bit of time before they're going to enter into retirement. We've got some steps for your success prior to you retiring and what you need to consider. So, Phil, let's talk about this first subject. Should they buy prior to retirement? And when should they apply in about comparisons?
I would tell you, if you are within the next 3, could be even 5 years of retirement, and you're thinking about either upgrading, buying that second home, buying that investment property, but you're thinking about doing it in your retirement years, I would tell you it's time to talk.
Okay. Well, we've got a lot of really good information about this subject prior to retirement when we come back from the break.
Right. You can also be part of the show. Again, that number is 651-641-1071. Also a great way to get those things to do before considering to buy a home or sell a home for our fall edition. Just give us a call. You can also go to the website, mytalk1071.com, keyword red hot. We'll be right back. Welcome back to the Red Hot Real Estate Show here on My Talk 107.1. We have our friend Mimi Shoneman from Remax Results and the Red Hot Real Estate Group. Also our friend from Cross Country Mortgage, Mr. Phil Olson. We always encourage you to be part of the show and call us at 651-641-1071. So we're going to go to the phones now with Karen. Karen, thank you very much for calling the show. Can you hear us okay? Hi, Karen.
Oh, hi. Hi. Yes, I can.
Oh, good. So it sounds like you have a question. Are you in Minnetonka now and you have a question on what the value of your home or what's going on over there?
No, selling. And I'm wanting to know how things look for high-end properties, selling high-end properties now. You know, 6, 7, you know, upper 5, 6, 7 $100,000 properties. How does the market look?
Well, that's a great selling in. That's a great question, and of course, that's very specific to what area you're in, but Minnetonka, you should be doing amazingly well, in my opinion. Phil?
I would say that market is still a pretty hot market here in the Twin Cities, and if your house is gorgeous, if you've got a lake view, or it's got a lot of great amenities, you should have no problem selling it.
Yeah, we've worked
high demand area.
We've worked with several people in Minnetonka over the years, and that's definitely a desirable area. People, the demand is good there. I don't have the stats for Minnetonka right here printed out, but what I could do for you, Karen, is I could get that to you, and we can kind of talk about what's happening specifically to your neighborhood, if that would be
okay.
Helpful.
And then, because generally speaking, people who are in the market for that house price are not concerned about the interest rates, and it probably isn't an issue.
I would think. I do think that everybody's fairly concerned about the interest rates. The higher price brackets you are, the more likely that you might have a cash buyer. But I still think you're going to be doing just fine as long as the location is good and the condition is good.
I would definitely have. I would definitely have Mimi talk to you and do a CMA specifically on your property and your specific area, and at least we'd be able to provide you some information so you can take a look at the numbers.
It's going on the market soon, within days.
Perfect.
Okay.
But yeah, just thought I listen to your show all the time, and that's what I'm thinking. That's what I'm seeing, but I thought I'd just give you a call.
Well, sure. Thank you, and you're in for our drawing for the turkey.
Yeah, I could go for a turkey. Okay, thank you.
All right, thanks Karen. Yeah, great question. Everybody wants to know what the value is of their particular home closest to where they live. And so that just reminds me to let everybody know that if you would like to have over the net home evaluation, free of cost, no obligation, all you have to do is text us at 651-578-2218. Text the word CMA, and we'll reach out to you. Okay, Phil. So we're talking about success steps prior to retirement and things that folks really ought to be considering and put together a long-term plan. I think that one of the biggest questions that folks might have is, you know, how much money are they going to need to be able to plan for that kind of thing?
Yeah, and I mean, I have clients that'll call me, and they'll be 1 month prior to retirement, and they found a house, and it was an emotional decision, normally is, and now we're trying to figure out, okay, so I'm quitting my job, I'm not going to have my salary of $100,000 anymore, and oh, by the way, I'm counting on my retirement of my Social Security, but I'm not receiving it yet.
Right.
Okay, and I filled out the paperwork. And, oh, by the way, I haven't sat down with my financial planner to see, okay, how much do I need to draw?
Right.
Well, that puts me a little bit in a quandary here when I'm working with that client, because I'm trying to figure out, okay, so what income do we have?
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to make it simple. The best time to buy your house is prior to you retiring.
Right.
Unless you do some of the steps that we're going to talk about here that will then allow you to be able to buy that dream home in retirement.
Right. So it seems like you're saying that there's this time period as you first enter retirement when things get more difficult if you don't plan for it. So you kind of either need to do it enough time before you decide to retire that you can use all of the pre-retirement information that you need.
Mm-hmm.
And then there might be if you do it after you've already retired, it might be the same thing as me as an independent contractor. There's a certain amount of time for me to have to do stuff before it really counts.
Let me give you an example. Client makes $8,000 a month salary.
Mm-hmm.
They leave their salary job and they go to receiving $1,800 a month in Social Security.
Right.
But they've got $800,000 in their retirement account. Yes, we can use that as a monetary stream.
Okay.
Possibly.
Yes.
The question is, what does your financial planner talk to you about your taxation,
mm-hmm,
and how your taxation is going to be? And you might be stating, well, I only want to draw $2,000 a month.
Okay.
Well, hold one here. We had 8,000 salary. Now we've got 1,800, and now you're only going to draw 2,000. That means you got $3,800, but yet you want to buy that $500,000 home.
Gotcha.
The math don't work.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, you have to start with your reverse engineer this whole thing.
Correct.
You have to start with, okay, what does my life look like after I'm retired, and work backwards. Like Ms. Shannon, I know, mm-hmm, you're working with a financial planner, and
right,
they ask you the questions. Okay, your lifestyle. What kind of lifestyle do you imagine yourself having when you're retired? And then work backwards
right,
to make sure that you're saving appropriately to get to that lifestyle. But you have to agree that no matter what the answer is to that question, right now you're going to qualify for more house when you're working versus
right,
when you aren't.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
So, most of the time
that is absolutely correct. And even though a client might have deep assets, meaning they've got a lot of money in multiple areas, well, getting to all those money streams sometimes is not as simple as people think they are.
Okay.
Then what are the tax ramifications? Okay, when I say, so how much down payment you want to put down?
Mm-hmm.
They go, well, I want to put down $200,000. But they've got three different accounts.
Right.
And the taxation can be different on every one of these accounts. So when I'm meeting with a specific client that's kind of in this position, I'm going to be asking, do you have a financial planner? Do you have a tax accountant? And I want to work with the tax accountant, the financial planner, and myself, with the financial planner being the one dragging or taking from the client. What do you want?
Right.
What does this look like?
Right.
Okay. And then we basically, like you said, Mamie, we reverse this mortgage.
Yes.
And we go from the backwards forward to figure it out.
Because you need to have that team that's involved in the conversation to go, well, this is what's liquid. This is when you won't have a penalty. This is what you can't, you know, just because you have assets doesn't mean that they don't penalize you if you tap into them for different things.
And well, too early.
Right.
Yes.
I think a lot of people forget exactly how old you have to be to get at your retirement money
right,
before you're penalized. And that, if you don't pay attention to that kind of thing, it can cost you dearly.
Right.
I don't know. You know, it depends on what your bracket is. But the other thing that I think we need to talk about is for our people who have been in their homes for a very long time. In addition to getting your paperwork and your documentation for financing, which of course is critical, we also need to work on working with you if you've been in your home for a long time to get it to the point where it's marketable. And people who've lived in homes for long times, and I'm one of them, you have the capability of just getting a lot of things that you keep, stuff that you might have been gifted, paperwork, pictures, all kinds of things that you don't know how to, you mentally are stuck in that place because you don't know what to do with it. Now, that is the kind of thing that if you call and you work with our team, we can help you with that. We have organizers, we have professional people that can help with decluttering, all of those kinds of things, staging. These are things that we do for our clients. And it's, don't wait until you've spotted a home that, that looks right for you. Promise you, you need 2 years
yes.
to mentally go through this process, and absolutely no less than 1 year.
Mm-hmm.
Just the pictures alone will make you go crazy. you know, you really do have to start planning on that. And you know, I know a lot of folks, it's so painful to confront, you know, that next stage of life, and it's fearful. But not addressing it only makes the fear get bigger.
Right.
You know, one other thing I want to bring up is for those that are, say their house is worth $500,000 and it's free and clear. And they go, well, I'm just going to sell my house and I'm going to buy my next house for cash.
Okay.
Great. But guess what? May not be the best decision for you to do that.
Oh, okay.
All right. Because once you do that, you really have no tax write-offs anymore. Now, of course, if you're single, you get the $12,000 deduction, or it's the $24,000 if you're married. But if you have a lot of other assets and you're receiving dividend income and all this other kind of stuff, you might be better off having a small mortgage. Say you buy that $300,000 home and you put $200,000 down, all right, and then put that other $100,000 in your bank, okay. And now you can use that mortgage for a possible tax write-off.
Right.
Yes. And you can also use that for all sorts of things, home equity lines of credit. You can pull it for, you know, different things. But this is, again, where a financial planner comes into play. So when we come back from the break, we want to make sure we're talking to all of you and getting you in for our drawing for our turkey. And we're going to continue talking about success steps prior to retirement.
Right. If you want to be part of the show, the number is 651-641-1071. We'll be right back on the Red Hot Real Estate Show. Welcome back to the Red Hot Real Estate Show here on My Talk 1071. Also reminding you, you have time to get your call in if you want to talk to our experts about anything real estate or mortgage related. You can call us at 651-641-1071.
Okay, so we've been talking a little bit about things that are success steps mm-hmm. for folks. And Phil has a saying, prior planning
prevents a poor performance.
Yes, mm-hmm. And that is very, there couldn't be anything more true than that when we're talking about this. You know, it's very, very important that you address how complicated it can be if you wait.
Right.
And here's why I say this is I've had clients that have come to me and they've made the purchase agreement and they've chosen me as their loan officer. And then they do the application. And then I look at the application and I go, oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh. This is going to be stressful.
Okay.
This is not going to be stressful on me. It's going to be stressful. But on them. Because they want, the way they want to do this transaction may not be the way I would like to do this transaction, because I'm always looking to do it the easiest way. Now, sometimes they'll come up with ways and I'll go, are you sure you want to do that? You're going to pay this type of taxation on that. And they go, I am. I go, haven't you talked to your tax accountant on this? Well, no. I go, and a real quick story. I had a client of mine. Took $200,000 out of a retirement account, bought a house with it, and he got hit with $75,000 this last year. Called me, almost crying. Phil, what can I do? I go, you can't do a thing.
Why? Right. Why did he get hit with $75,000?
Because he pulled money out of a pre-retirement account.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Okay, and so he shouldn't have pulled it. That he wasn't old enough.
Wasn't old enough.
Man.
Yeah.
It's sad when you're adulting and you're still not old enough.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Yeah. Okay.
But it is a matter of going, this is, you know, back to, you know, I was talking to our friends from Clear Step Financial, we talk about when you want to DIY something and when you don't. And so do you want to DIY your home mortgage process and DIY your real estate processes when there are pitfalls that you might forget, just like they're, you know, or not even forget. This is a complex scenario. You live in this world, Mimi and Phil, so you're more likely to go, here's the things that you need to avoid as you're doing this and the questions you need to ask. But I'm really good at certain things that I do that you guys would know less about. And it's reminding yourself that I'm like, you're expert in your field. What are they expert in instead?
Exactly. Phil, so you often talk about the fact that mortgages are puzzles. And clearly, listening to you over the years and all the different scenarios that are available to folks as options to structure their mortgage, pulling from things that you request from them during the consultation, so you want to know what their income is, you want to know what their assets are, and that would include what?
Well, I'm going to want to see their IRAs, their 401ks, their SEPs. I want to know if they've got stocks, bonds, annuities. I want to see their tax return. Are they taking money out of their 401ks on a yearly basis to provide income to them? Because people will tell me, well, my SSI, my Social Security is this. And normally, Social Security, folks, isn't going to be enough to cover a mortgage.
Right.
It normally isn't. It normally takes more than that. And that's where I'm looking at their tax schedules over the last 2 years. And understand, it's a two-year average for dividend income. It's a two-year average of specific types of fixed assets.
Let's talk about
that. You
have
to show on your tax returns.
2 years of dividend income. So that's money that you're pulling from your stock investments.
That's your stocks. And let's say they paid out, $5,000 last year, and they paid out $5,000 this year, and it's in the dividend column on your tax return. I can use that as yearly income.
Okay. Because it's past that time period of being able to show its consistency
for
what you need.
But I'm 61. I'm thinking about retiring at 62. All right. And you're not receiving dividend income yet. So you can't use it.
Right.
All right. Now you can't use it until you're wanted to buy this house at 62. Well, I'm going to tell you, you can't use your dividend income until you're 64.
Right.
But hold on here. They say, but Phil, I want to buy the house now. Well, how do we figure that out?
Yes. Let's talk about how we figure that out. One of the things that you've talked about in the past is asset programs, asset depletions.
Yep.
Let's talk a little bit about how that might come into play for our retirees.
That asset depletion program can be an absolute lifesaver. Let's say I am of retirement age, past 62, and I've got $500,000 in a 401k, but I haven't tapped into it. I'm not touching it. I can literally take that $500,000, you multiply it by, I believe, 0.70. So 70% of that, I then can divide that by 360.
Okay.
That then becomes income. Now, I'll give you an example. I had a client that had $3 million. We did the asset depletion. I ended up having $21,000 a month income on this person that was holding $3 million in assets, and they didn't have to touch it.
Okay.
They didn't need to call their tax, their financial planner and say, hey, give me a check.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so let's just recap that. You have assets, including stocks, your home, bonds, investments.
Home doesn't count.
Okay, home doesn't count. So you can take 70% of what your assets total up on paper.
On paper.
Okay. Yep. And you still do not have to pull that money out.
Don't have to pull it out. You divide it by 360. It's basically we're annuitizing the asset with the understanding your mortgage, you only have $1,800 a month in Social Security, but your mortgage is going to be $3,500 a month. But hold one here. You've got $3 million in the bank. You're going to end up figuring it out how you're going to make your payment. do you have the ability to make the mortgage payment? That is what our concern is. Right. Yes, okay. You do.
Right. Perfect. Well, we want to have a chance to go to the phones before we wrap up today. So, Jenny, thank you for calling the Red Hot Real Estate Show. Jenny, what's your question for Phil and Mimi, please?
Oh, my question is, so I'm in my 50s. My boyfriend is in his late 50s. He owns a house. He doesn't owe anything on it. I own a house as well. My last child is leaving for college next fall. And so we're talking about, like, moving in together. And so I'm wondering, should I keep my house and possibly rent it out for a while, or should I sell it and take the money?
Oh boy, that's a loaded question, Jenny.
Yes.
So where do you live? Let's start with that. What city?
I live in Maplewood.
In Maplewood. Okay. Do you have a financial planner?
I'm sorry?
Do you have a financial planner?
No.
Okay.
We need to set you up with
one. That's where we're going to start, is having you meet with our Clear Step Financial ladies.
Yes.
They're amazing.
Right.
And what we need to do is to figure out your end game.
Right.
And then reverse engineer you.
Yes.
And then we also need to, and then we also need to look at what are the rents, rent schedules for Maplewood, then based on what your mortgage payment is. And then we then determine what your cash flow position in a rental situation would be. And then we can tell you, should you sell or should you keep it? But based on what I've heard so far, I think you should keep it.
Mm-hmm. And then the financial advisor can help you determine what's the best use of that. Is it, I want to have an investment property, or I want that cash to invest in other ways?
But I also,
so that's what I think a lot of them, the conversation.
I also think, Jenny, you should sit down with Phil and have a free consultation, and he can kind of analyze at least your financial piece, and then we'll make a complete plan for you. How about that?
I'll just give you an example. If you were bleeding in debt, all right, then I would probably tell you it might behoove us that we sell that property to get you out of the debt position you're in. I can go both directions on this one.
Right.
I would need to know more.
So we're going to follow up with you. We'll make sure that our producer, Mike, gets your information.
Yes, everybody, if you have questions about real estate or mortgage, text 651-578-2218. And don't forget about that free CMA.
Right. And so we'll see you next week again. You can find this episode and previous episodes. Just go to our website, mytalk1071.com, keyword red hot.
For 9 years, a dangerous man terrorized women, breaking into homes and raping his victims before killing a brilliant young scientist in 1998.
The more the victims resisted, the more violent he became.
Then he suddenly stops, leaving police with a lot of clues and one unknown subject.
I'm Paul Wagner. Join me for Unknown Subject, Season 3 of WTOP's American Nightmare podcast series. Search American Nightmare Podcast on all podcast platforms today.